"Ever This Day Be at My Side" by Roger Netzer. A nun shuffles in, dressed for 1953. She looks old enough to have begun her novitiate that year, which happens to be the one when I was born 62 birthdays ago. A muscled male keeper, I am guessing a home health aide, accompanies her. He towers over, but does not dominate, her tiny personhood. Without showing him any familiarity, she sits next to me. There is no alternative. The waiting room is crowded. Pale fingers, not misshapen by arthritis or manual labor, settle on the curved handle of a thick black cane. Held between her knees, perpendicular to the floor, it supports a posture solid as a fireplug, well suited for a weight in this particular purgatory. Eyes face front. She is not immobile entirely. There is action in her jaw and cheek, lips politely shut. She works on a mint or some Gaviscon. The doctor we are hoping to see is a gastroenterologist. The minutes pile up. Within her mouth, the sounds of sucking and muffled knocking do not abate, a set of clues that are all I have to puzzle over. Surely a mint would have dissolved by now. Yet she has not slipped a fresh one in. Could she be rolling a small ball bearing against her palate? Rosary bead? A prayer not said in 50 years enters my head. Angel of God, my guardian dear. Leaning over with a friendly smile, I ask, "How are you today, sister?" She looks me in the eye and says, "Excuse me?" She speaks without an accent, but with some difficulty, hard to pinpoint. Not a small talker. Vow of silence, maybe. To light and guard, to rule and guide. Her dark eyes have not warmed. I have not charmed her, that much is clear. I am not the sweet altar boy I was, am I? "How are you today, sister?" "That's what I thought you said." From somewhere within her habit, a burp or other gastric transit rubbles distantly. Her stare refocuses on the opposite wall.